by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
That the voice of Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo. Played awesome in game two, also played awesome in game number one. Shouting out Duncan Robinson and Jimmy Butler. Maybe, honestly, like the conversation we're having right now, maybe it's the wrong one. So we're saying, hey, if Miami's going to win the NBA Finals, is it going to be Butler or Bam? Maybe it's just going to be Duncan Robinson. Maybe he's just like the best player in the history of the league right now. He was in the fourth quarter, at least.
That's probably
I don't know if that's it. I'll tell you what. Helped me win some money last night, though.
He was great.
Awesome. Like, he's like evolved into a different player. He used to just be like the 3-point shooter. Now he's going to the basket, like challenging guys. It's pretty awesome to watch, at least for me, Miami Heat better. So absolutely love that. Great stuff from the last segment from our pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, breaking down the NBA and the French Open, NFL coming up next hour on the show. But we need to talk finals MVP here. And I think the conversation's pretty simple, right, Ken? If Denver wins an NBA championship, it's going to be Nikola Jokic, even though the price is not the same. It should be right now at BetMGM. Nuggets minus 275 to win the series. Jokic minus 250. I think, Ken, you would agree. The two should probably be equal. Jokic should be minus 275, not minus 250, if that's what Denver's price is going to be. A little more complicated if it's the Miami Heat, where, you know, the thought going in was, if Miami wins, it's just going to be Jimmy Butler. Argument to be made, Butler shouldn't have won Eastern Conference Final MVP. Maybe Caleb Martin shouldn't have won. But Jimmy Butler ends up winning. So you're thinking, okay, best player on the team is going to win finals MVP. But Bam Adebayo has been the best player through two games thus far in the series. And while Butler still has shorter odds than Bam can to be finals MVP, the difference between the two is not vast at all. Jimmy Butler plus 450, Bam plus 500, the Heat plus 220 to win an NBA championship. Ken Barkley, if the Miami Heat win the NBA finals, what do you think happens with finals MVP? Is there a bet that you're interested in placing right now, finals MVP on the Miami side at least?
Well, there's definitely two ways to approach this, right? One is like a math betting conversation, and the way to put that part of it. And the other is a sports conversation, like who do we think is going to play better? What do we think voters are going to do? Like that's sort of like what's going to happen. From a betting standpoint, I would just say, like, if you really like Miami to win this series, like that's a bet that you're thinking about making right now. Like, man, I really liked what I saw in game two. I think they're like really alive to win this series. I wonder if you, and I haven't done this yet because I don't want to bet Miami, but I wonder if you do, if you just shopped Butler and Bam, they seem like two bets that are likely to kind of be in motion in a lot of places right now, right? Like they're not likely to be stuck to any one number. Jokic's price is like bolted into the ground, like, and his price is whatever the Nuggets price is. Like that's, so there isn't, wherever you go, you're very unlikely to find a Jokic price that's going to be that much different than the Nuggets price. Like there was some settling that took place last night. Some places opened in some different spots, but like today, my guess is Nuggets and Jokic are going to be about the same price. And so shopping doesn't really help you a whole lot. If you wanted to bet Denver, you would just bet Denver. Especially if, and by the way, if Jokic and Denver are the same and you want to bet Denver, the bet is Denver. Cause like in case Jamal Murray scores 70 points the next four games or something like that, like it just, I mean, just make it easy on yourself. But if you want to bet Miami and you price shopped Butler and Bam, I wonder if you could just get, I'm like, maybe you could get plus 250. Maybe you could get plus 260. Maybe you could just like, you know, eat the vig on betting Heat 2-1 instead and make a more valuable bet for yourself. So again, just, I would always be, especially in these large sporting events where there's so many markets, there's so many ways to bet the same thing. I'd always just be kind of thinking about like, all right, if I like this, is there a different way to bet the thing that I like that I get a better price for? And this could be a situation because I think there's a lot of disagreement about what Butler and Bam's prices should be and how close to each other they should be, that I bet if you went to like five different books, you'd find at least like a little difference in terms of what they both were. And maybe you get the best of both. And that's your way to bet Miami. I mean, God forbid you actually got them both and that was better than the lowest Denver price. You could actually just bet all three of them and you'd make a couple bucks and you'd be on with the day. You wouldn't even care who won the finals. So I just, that's like the betting part of it. Man, what do I think is going to happen? Or like if they win, who do I think is going to win? I always go back to best. I'm going to be programmed to go back to best player like every single time, which is Butler. And this one's a little trickier than Martin because Bam is by far the second best player on the team and is like an all-star caliber player, is all defense level player. Like it's not Caleb Martin. So at least it's like a more interesting conversation before the games happen about what voters would do. I still think if the Heat are actually going to do this and they're actually going to win, then like Butler's going to do stuff. That's like kind of how I think about it, where like Bam has done better so far. It's 1-1 and they've managed to not succeed despite Jimmy Butler, but kind of just like without him having to be a superstar player. But I think it's pretty likely if they win that he will at least be the leading scorer in terms of, average points per game in the series. That seems pretty likely to me that that will happen. He was the leading, he outscored Caleb Martin in the last series for all the talk about Martin winning. And so, you know, my best guess is like the voters would still give it to Jimmy Butler. And I think he would do enough to either not deserve it necessarily, but to essentially win a tiebreaker. But I don't feel that confident about that. That just, my default is always going to be that because the history of finals MVP is so strongly rooted in that type of kind of voting bias, if you want to think about it that way.
You know, we talked about this off air earlier today, and you brought this up on the show on Friday, right? Which is Jimmy Butler is in like this rare stratosphere of like superstar player that never gets criticized. And I'm not even saying like I want to criticize him. He's like, he's very likable and everyone loves Jimmy Butler and no one ever criticizes him, where he could have like scored 2 points in a game and like, what would they say about him on the telecast? Man, like, the defense is really gritty.
Yeah. Those two points. Look, toughest basket I've ever seen a guy get. Yeah.
Look at that passing from Jimmy Butler. And the role players are playing well for Miami, whether it's Gabe Vincent, whether it's Duncan Robinson. You know who gets the credit? Jimmy Butler. Not them. Because Jimmy, I'm being serious here. Like, it sounds like I'm doing like a bit here. It maybe is a little tongue in cheek, but I mean, think about it, listeners and viewers. Think about this. Like, these guys are all playing well. Doesn't Jimmy Butler get credit for that? So even if Butler like continues this level of play, and Gabe Vincent is playing out of his mind, and Duncan Robinson continues to give you something, and Tyler Hero comes back and maybe he gives you something, wouldn't it just be, well, Jimmy Butler's the leader, and Butler has like done enough, and it's like a shepherd has like guided everyone towards an NBA Finals here, where not a lock that he would win Finals MVP, but I'm with you, Ken. Just like I still think he's going to win if Miami wins the series. And your point is obviously valid that if they win the series, he's probably going to have to play better, right, than he has in games 1 and 2. But I also think even if he plays like this and Miami still wins, I still think they would give it to Jimmy Butler because of the intangibles and the hashtag heat culture and all that nonsense. I still think the Butler will win. I still think it's Jokic if it's Denver and now Butler if it's Miami.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page there. The question then is like, well, do you ever want to bet that? Like, is there ever a part of you that's like, well, I mean, we feel that way, and he's +4. The Heat are 2-1. He's +450. He being Butler in that situation. I mean, it's such a big difference between a team's odds and their best player's odds. And this is exactly what we, to be honest, like, I got to remember what we talked about at the start of the series too. Sometimes I try to remind myself of like the things that are true going into a series so that I don't get lost in what's happening. And so that I kind of remember how this stuff usually goes. And usually the rule of the finals is like, if there's separation between a team's odds and their best player's odds, you need to be betting the best player's odds. Like, you just need to. And that was true. I know the Nuggets lost the game. That was true after game one. And I know it wasn't a big difference, but like the Nuggets were -700 and Jokic was -400. And that was wrong. So there you go. And now they're, and you could be like, well, it's less now, right? But now they're the same. Now there's no difference. So like, it kind of justified making that bet that his success and the Nuggets' success are like a 1-to-1 correlation. And the Heat are a weird team. They're a very balanced team. Bam's been great. I think part of it is too, I have a hard time imagining the Heat winning too. I think that's the other thing. Like, they have to win for Butler to win. He's not going to win unless they win the title. So you also have to make that bet. Maybe you don't have to make it knowing, like, liking the Heat. You can just make it knowing that you're getting a big separation between team and best player price. And usually those kind of bets in an NBA series are pretty valuable. Water gun to my head, still think Butler wins. And if you're like, well, he's hurt and this, and be like, man, if all that stuff's true and you really believe that, then you better be betting Denver. I mean, honestly, like, you, because it's like, that's what it feels like, is just like they need enough of Jimmy Butler to kind of get this over the finish line. And maybe they get it, maybe they don't. They got it just enough last night. Passing was good early on, to your point, and then scored a little bit late, and that helped as well. Also, like Bam, it's like, oh, well, you know, like defense, like set screens, obviously, which gets a ton of credit for, which you should. And then guarding, and it's like, well, also Jokic had like 57 points last night. So like, does Bam get the credit for that? Or like, how does that work? It's a really, really interesting conversation. I can't remember. It's been at least a few years, probably since like Durant or Curry on the Warriors when they had two superstar players, about like man, I really don't know what voters would do. I think they would still go with Butler.
I kind of actually think the Heat might want to consider dusting off Udonis Haslam.
Just to hack Jokic a couple times, talk a bunch of trash.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna give Cody? Like, can Cody Zeller play another second in the series after what happened in Game Two?
I mean, he's just gonna.
Like, I can't dribble.
He's probably gonna, but it was a disaster. I mean, that was the worst part of the game. It wasn't the game plan for Miami because, like, you can't just not rest Bam. Like, you can't. You're playing at altitude too. You can't just not rest and be like, nah, man, he's good. He'll be all right. Be like, Jokic gets to rest. So I know last night after the game, there was a lot of talk about you got to just match Jokic's minutes with Bam's minutes no matter what, like 1-to-1. One leaves the game, you take Bam out. Jokic comes back in, Bam goes to the scorer's table. You might have to start playing it that way. And that at least masks like some of what's happening when Zeller comes into the game.
I think it's even more incredible when you think about it in the first half and how well Denver's bench played in the minutes where Jokic was resting, especially Christian Brown. I just love the fact that like this guy was like pretty good at Kansas and now like he's awesome in like the NBA finals. Like, God bless, man. Amazing that Miami ended up winning the game last night. I'm in on Butler Finals MVP at this price. I feel, and like, I promise there's sometimes I'll say it on the show. Like, there's a little bit of show shtick involved in this. I really feel like Miami is going to win the NBA championship.
I know you
do. I'm in on Jimmy Butler at this point.
I know you're borderline confident. That's like the funny thing.
I'm surprised that more people aren't.
I don't think. I'll push back a little bit there. From everything I read from sportsbook directors, people are betting the Heat like every game. Like, they need the Nuggets in, like, every game. In Game 7 against the Celtics, that was, like, a huge decision for a lot of, like, recreational sports books.
Double cross?
It's Tyler writes, what's the bet split? It's like, the joke about all that material is that it's not going to tell you who's going to win if you knew it. Like, that's the joke about it. But it is still interesting just to be, like, to your point, like, oh, I feel like no one's on the Heat. A ton of people are betting Miami every game. That's what all these guys that run sportsbooks are saying. They're like, we can't write enough Heat. Like, people are betting them. Game 7 Boston, that was definitely true. It was true last night in a bunch of places. So I don't know. Like, I know I'm not betting them. And a lot of the people, like, in our orbit, I think, are not betting them. So, like, to us, it's kind of like, wow, no one else on Miami. Like, we, you know, there's a bunch of shows on the BetQL network. We all, like, gave out, you know, what bet do we like the most? And to your point, you brought this up, like, it's really funny to see it in a chart because it's like Nick Kostos, Jimmy Butler Finals MVP, and then
I'm the only other person that bet Miami.
Yes.
It's all you're Denver otherwise.
Bet Miami, you're the only person that, like, gave them a chance to be competitive. Like, it's just every single other person is some people bet, like, props and stuff that has nothing to do with who wins, but people that bet who was going to win the series, like, I didn't have a bet I really liked, so I was like, Denver 4-1, because my whole thing is I kind of agreed that they should be a big favorite. I didn't bet Denver 4-1, but, like, that was my favorite thing.
Still might be right.
Yeah, well, Wednesday night could be a big part of determining whether the one can actually hold as a result of that. So it is... In our universe, there's definitely nobody's talking about Miami, but I don't think that's actually kind of what's happening. I think Miami's actually like, I've been, we always go by just like anecdotes in our personal life and what we hear. Like, I was at a cookout for Memorial Day with my in-laws and a bunch of people were there, and every single guy that got into the NBA conversation couldn't believe the number was that big on Boston in Game 7 and loved Miami and was like, so they are at least like, they're an appealing team in certain situations to even the casual better, I guess, would be my point.
God, it's like me and all the morons. It's like all of us together here.
But it's
Miami.
Not.
I know.
It's like,
I know.
It's the, there's a mix on both sides. I feel like a lot of people, I think Whale and I are like a lot of people that I know where we're just like, it's not, we're not losing money on this, but we're just like, what the hell is going on?
You gotta give in, man.
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm just going to not bet in that situation. Because, like, the history of sport is like these teams, like they tease the crap out of you and then they don't win.
The Heat culture,
they got smoked by the Lakers in the bubble, that Heat culture. Yeah, I mean, it's just like
Heat culture.
Yeah, it's and like they can definitely win, they're just weird. I don't know what to do with them. I honestly don't know what to do with them. And so my response when I don't know what to do with something is to not bet on it and bet on 17 other things instead.
Fair enough. I love the Heat, man. I can't wait for what I wish game three were tonight. No, that's actually not true because I want Jimmy
Butler. How many
games
are the Heat gonna win in? Six?
Six.
But you like them in a game seven in Denver. You said that earlier on when we were on the phone. You said if it gets to game seven, you think they're winning.
Oh, man. What do you think Michael Porter Jr. is shooting in game seven?
What do you think he's shooting in game three? The same thing he shoots in every game.
He's John Starks if it gets to game seven. He's John Starks at 94 against the Rockets.
You can bet that combo. Butler in six, Butler Heat in seven. Those are big prices. Maybe those are your bets.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk about how the Heat defended Jokic in game two and what it tells us about his points prop coming up in game three. Will